You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Wendy Wright, the president at Concerned Women for America. We want to get her thoughts on two hot-button issues today. Number one, it looks as though the Food and Drug Administration will, in fact, allow the Plan B contraceptive to be issued without a prescription, even though it's a heavy dose of the traditional birth control medication, which is not allowed to be given out without a prescription. We also want to get her reaction to the heat that is being aimed at Miss California for defending traditional marriage in an answer at the pageant on Sunday.
Yes, thank you.
Let's start with Plan B. You and I talked about this when the FDA was considering this after the federal judge said that this should be the case. You believe that the reason for calling for this to be issued without a prescription is just not consistent with the facts. Explain why.
The number of reasons why. The judge that ruled in this case based his decision on old information that's since proven to be false. He claims that the drug is 89% effective. Well, even advocates for the drug, researchers, have admitted that it is not as effective as they thought. And what they have found is looking at every study that has been done on where this drug has been easy to get, that is without a prescription, what they found is that the number of abortions and pregnancies do not reduce. They don't go down. And political advocates had been very heavily, aggressively pushing the FDA to make this drug available non-prescription by claiming that it would reduce pregnancies and abortions. But now the facts have come out that, in fact, it doesn't do either, and probably because it is ineffective. So the FDA should have challenged this judge's ruling. They should have appealed it, but instead they've caved, and in doing so, they've let politics trump over women's health, and the end result, sadly, will be that not only will not pregnancies and abortions won't go down, but what will likely happen, as has happened in other areas, the sexually transmitted disease rates will go up. So this is a very bad decision, and parents should be furious.
Wendy, you said that there's a great misperception on the real track record of Plan B. What do the actual facts show?
Well, two researchers, Elizabeth Raymond and James Trussell, who had been advocating since the 1990s to make the drug available non-prescription, published a medical journal article in 2006 in which they discovered, or they admitted, or let me back up, 2007, they admitted that it does not reduce, making a drug available without a prescription does not reduce pregnancies or abortions. This backs up other studies that had been done and just the basic facts. I myself had just looked at the abortion rates in countries that made the drug easy to get and also relied on the research by a professional who looks at the sexually transmitted disease rates in those areas. And what we find is that not only do the pregnancy rates not go down, there's indications they go up. There's also indications that the abortion rates go up when the morning after pill is available non-prescription. So the FDA's decision to make the drug available non-prescription to 17-year-olds only means that now younger women are going to be at greater risk of relying on an ineffective drug because they're going to believe the FDA that it's safe and effective, and it will also put them at greater risk of a sexually transmitted disease.
Wendy, there are obviously risks with regular birth control, which is why it carries a prescription. You mentioned it's not necessarily effective in preventing pregnancy, but what health effects could it have?
Well, the low-dose birth control pill, it's undisputed that it can cause blood clots, heart attacks, stroke. That's the low dose. There have not been studies done on the high dose of the drug, what's called the morning-after pill, on what happens to women who use it multiple times. And that's because the advocates for the drug had just assumed, well, women would only use it in rare cases when another form of birth control failed. But that's not the reality. I've spoken with pregnancy counselors, people who see young women nearly every day who need counseling regarding a pregnancy. And what they find is that more young women are relying on the morning after pill as a regular form of birth control because it's easy to get. They don't have to go to a doctor. They can go to a drugstore. And so they're relying on a much less effective form of birth control, which means then they're they're more likely to end up being pregnant, and because they weren't expecting to be pregnant, they're more vulnerable to deciding to have an abortion. And, of course, they're also at greater risk of a sexually transmitted disease, because many times the women are only thinking about, I just don't want to get pregnant. And they're not either aware, or they're just not thinking that that same activity to which can make them vulnerable to being pregnant could also cause them to get a sexually transmitted disease. And some sexually transmitted diseases don't carry symptoms. So they need to see a doctor to be tested regularly to find out if they've gotten an STD. By making the morning after pill available without a prescription, the women are not going to a doctor, they're not having medical oversight, they may likely have gotten an STD, and it won't be detected, which means then it can wreak havoc on her body because it's not being treated.
Shifting gears now, Wendy, and Miss California came in second in the Miss USA pageant over the weekend, not a subject we normally touch on this show, but she is the subject of intense hostility from the gay community after answering a question from a gay judge in which she articulated her support for the traditional definition of marriage. What do you make of all this hostility aimed at her?
Well, that judge, Perez Hilton, has used the Miss America pageant as a platform to intimidate people who don't agree with him. And in fact, the majority of Californians agree with Miss California. They voted just last year to protect marriage as one man and one woman. And so I think he has really helped to expose how intolerant the homosexual activists and movement are, that they will demean and degrade and humiliate someone who believes in the moral standard that marriage is between one man and one woman.
What's the long-term impact here, Wendy? Is this basically just a one-week story?
Well, I hope that many people are heartened by Miss California's bold position and stand, and the fact that she is not backed down. And I hope that she will be held up as a role model for others to follow. So this could turn out to be a good example of how people ought to respond to homosexual activists who are so incredibly intolerant, that we don't act like they do, instead continue to be as loving and caring, but not backing down on what we know is right.
Wendy, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Wendy Wright is president at Concerned Women for America. This is Dateline Washington.